to be quite frank.
There's nothing feigned here. I watched your interview with Kate Baldwin, and God bless her for being as tough on you as she was when you said, "Let's agree to disagree on sexism." You know what?
I didn't
Republicans,
say.
You
okay,
did
so you want to get in, you want to get into an argument? Then we'll get into an argument. That's what you want. You want to get into an argument?
Can,
then we will get into an argument.
Even just let him finish, and then I'll let you talk.
No, you said that you're going to. You said you're
going to
talk over me.
No,
you interrupted me.
We're not going to agree on racism.
I did not say.
Stephen, hold on one second.
He just accused me of standing up for sexism.
Okay,
and
go
that is
respond.
That is absolutely inappropriate,
I'm
sir.
I'm not yelling
that
at
is
you.
Inappropriate.
If you want to yell at me, that's fine.
I will, because you know
what? I watched
what
you
there
said.
People,
let him finish.
No, there, you misquoted me. That is a lie.
What did you say?
I said in that interview what I'm saying right now, which is that it is a trivial issue to debate to be debating retweets when it is a fact that you have Americans dying every single day as a result of immigration policies. That's what I was saying. You said that we don't have real solutions to problems. I just spent the other day in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, a once great American town, a thriving hub of industry. The steel industry shut down and the town is dying. You know why the steel industry shut down? Because the political class in D.C. didn't care about product dumping, didn't care about foreign cheating. Just like Americans all over this country see their communities destroyed by uncontrolled migration.
Mira.
Just like cities.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
this is not a joke.
I don't think it's a joke.
You want to talk about women's issues? You want to talk about women's issues? Here's something we should be talking about. This is a fact. As a result of uncontrolled migration into this country, you can look this up. It's a statistic from Equality Now. 500,000 U.S. girls in this country are at risk of female genital mutilation.
Oh, my
God.
That is exactly what happens. He says something outrageous.
And that's not, I'm not saying something outrageous.
It's good. It's
you don't think that statistic is correct?
No, I
you
don't think
that statistic
I don't
is correct.
Think a half million
girls. It is a statistic.
Let Nira.
That is a statistic.
Can you let Nira finish, please?
Do you mind if I respond?
I encourage everyone to look.
Go ahead, Nira. Go ahead.
The fact is that if we actually want to fight sexism in America, I agree with Doug that the wrong way to go is Donald Trump, who judges women on their looks, who says terrible things about women in every way he could possibly do. And the reality is that the reason why he's losing women in the general electorate, the reason why independent women, young conservative women say they will never vote for Donald Trump is because of what he does every day. Not a retweet, just the things that come out of his mouth regularly.